I'm Derek Cardwell, and on today's Lely Radio Sports Page, opening up the coach's playbook with Knoxville girls soccer coach Bethany Johnson. And, well, Bethany, it's your second year here at Knoxville. I guess I first want to ask you, what's your philosophy? Are you more of a, you know, let's put on the pressure, or are you more kind of a let's lay back and control everything?
Yeah, I expect them to put on a lot of pressure, but I also am, I'm kind of equal to both of those, put on pressure and relax, because we're all human, and I expect a lot of things, but I don't want to outwork them a lot, but I expect a lot from them.
You and I was talking to you and assistant coach Lauren Peden after a match, not too long ago, and I asked you, okay, what kind of plays do you have? And he said, well, we really don't have any plays. We have runs and run throughs. Explain that.
On our through balls is where, like, the center mid or our sixes, which is like a defensive mid, will send a through ball, which is between the defender and our offense. And I expect, like, our offense to run through and get the ball to be able to make another play, let's say, but, like, cross it. That's kind of our play, I guess. And then always have somebody on the backside post.
And, you know, you talk about that backside. Is that kind of the person that receives that cross?
Yes, it is. The backside. So I want always someone running far post, and then one running in the middle, and then one running in at the near post. And then always somebody have a drop option, which is, like, pass it back and then see, and then they could cross it even.
How key is communication in your offense, or really in soccer, period, when, you know, you're trying that and you have girls that are yelling all kinds of things out there?
Yeah, the communication is key. You've got to communicate. If you don't communicate, then you don't win games. If there's no communication, you don't know where people are at, and you just kick it to kick it, that's not good.
Defensively, what's kind of your philosophy, when you want to set up defenses and everything?
Charlie is my main gal that I like to have her at the back. She understands defense a lot, and she has helped Ella a lot. But she shields, she knows what to do. She knows what to, like, kick it out. So then, kick it off somebody, like, especially so then they don't get a corner and kick it off of her. She'll kick it off of them. So then we get a goal kick, and then we reset.
Obviously, the throw in, you get it to one of your teammates, but is there something that you can organize for a throw in? Explain those and how you can better organize yourself for those.
Yeah, I don't necessarily want them to always throw it down the line. Like, if you look at your options and there's somebody in the middle, if you can throw it that far, throw it. Like, throw it to whoever's open. I want them to check to and check back and see your options. Always see the field and see, like, because you could have the center person open, you do it, and then they switch field, and then everyone gets pushed over. So, yeah.
And as far as I was talking to Bethany Johnson on today's Lely Radio Sports Page, opening up the coach's playbook, corner kicks, what's the strategy in corner kicks that you like to employ?
Yeah, I always like to, Charlie likes to do it on the outside. I always, because Charlie can kick them, Janae can kick them, and Ava can kick them. But I like to go line up on the 18 and always, again, just like you do crosses, run, do far post, mid, near post, and then always have one sitting in the back, or again, have them, like, what would be a drop option, so you don't always have to kick it to the middle. So then you get the defense to come out to you, but then your corner person who does the corner kick, always it has to get onside real quick so they don't kick it back and be offsides.
As far as a goal keep, is that just, hey, keep it out of the net, or does Ella Brazil have some strategy that she can employ there as well?
Yeah, she does. She is the person in the box that if she sees somebody that's not open, she'll be like, hey, I need – or a person that is open, hey, I need you to mark up on this person. So she's like the second eye in that.
And obviously she'll either throw it when she gets the ball or kick it away. Is there certain Drees at times for that.
Yeah, whatever she sees. If there's some, like, if we have the wind with us, I would prefer her to kick it. But also, if she doesn't feel comfortable, I would like her to throw it too. It just depends on where we are and how their offense is lined up on our defense.
All right. Well, Bethany, thanks a lot for kind of opening up the playbook on us.
All right. Thanks.
That's Bethany Johnson, Knoxville girls soccer coach, on today's Lely Radio Sports Page on KNIA.